Late nights with Trav and Lowe's.
What's on the menu tonight?
So on the menu, you're going to help me make a menu.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to start typing here, and you just start spitting off fruits.
Fruits? Okay. Strawberries.
Hold on. I'm not the fastest typer. Strawberry.
Kiwis. Mango. And blueberries.
Oh, keep going. We need more.
Oh, more? We also could have peaches.
Oh, peaches are good.
I like peaches and nectarines also. The naked peach. The non-fuzzy peach. Then there's pears, which are like their really delicious cousin.
And one more.
You know, you could go apple, but I'm going to say tangerine. Why not?
And I just made up this game, but we're going to go down the list.
Yeah.
And you're just gonna give the fruit a voice, and
what? I'm gonna make a voice like what I think that fruit sounds like.
Mm-hmm. So
that's hilarious.
So this episode is pure entertainment.
My wife would do this exact game, but with cheese. This is when we were dating. She'd be like, "I'm cheddar, cha 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 cheddar," and she'd be like, "I'm Swiss."
That's really good.
So, name six cheeses.
Name, all right.
And then I got your game. No, I'm joking. Let's do fruit.
All right. You want to go first?
What's the fruit?
Strawberry.
Strawberry is like a southern, like really, really, like a southern belle.
Okay.
Like, hey, y'all, I'm strawberries. Y'all like some strawberries? I put some strawberries on your jam. You can have strawberries on cheesecake put it on your spread. You toast in the morning, and it's delicious.
Okay, well played.
All right.
I'll go. Kiwis.
You're kiwi, right?
Sure, I'm just going to
go. It should be a kiwi. It should be a New Zealander.
Well, I might. Well, saying it's so hot to do it.
That's your New Zealand.
I can't do it.
That's awesome.
I wanted to play this game because I suck at accents.
What does a New Zealand accent sound like?
It's
like the twisted version of Australia.
Yeah.
No.
No, it's
not really.
They're similar. The Australian accent and the New Zealand accent are
now,
similar.
But a Kiwi is not necessarily a New Zealander, is it? It's like a specific nationality that is from New Zealand, but it's not every New Zealander.
Yes.
It's not like a generic term from someone from New Zealand, is it?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know anything about New Zealand.
So that was
other than that's where the Lord of the Rings are from.
Let me try it again.
The Hobbits hang out in New Zealand. New Zealand.
Hello, I'm a New Zealand. I'm a Kiwi.
Put a Kiwi on the Bobby.
I got a fuzzy brown.
You got a fuzzy what?
If you make two kiwis, there's two fuzzy brown things. They're round with a green center. I'm horrible.
You're actually pretty horrible.
I'm horrible at this.
Okay, what's the next one?
Mango, that's your turn.
Mango? Mango. What in the mango are you thinking? Mango here, mango there. Oh, I should do President Obama. That's a good one.
Oh, there you go for it.
My name is President Obama. My favorite fruit is a mango. I eat a mango on Air Force One. And it's delicious. And I eat it. I eat it every day. Mangoes for breakfast. Mangoes for lunch. Mangoes, even for supper. And if I'm really good, mangoes for dessert.
Oh, I can't talk.
Michelle, where's my mangoes? All right. Was that good?
That was really good.
Okay.
That was really good.
So let's do celebrities as fruits. Or fruits
That's so
or celebrities odd. Talking about fruits. I don't know. All right. Trying to make that a little bit better because like accents. Okay, go ahead. No, you're up.
Let's try that. All right. Blueberries. I don't know what to do.
What would a blueberry sound like if it was in this living room talking to you? Remember berries?
Remember
Chewbacca? remember the Millennium Falcon? Yeah, I remember.
Done. You got it. Next is peaches.
That's blueberries.
You got it.
Peaches. Peaches. Peaches is like an animal, right? Peaches is it's like a peaches. Here, peaches. Here. Peaches. This episode is so weird. And it's so funny because I was just like, what's the most quintessential Travenlos episode? And then we're talking about fruit voices. This is not normal. Not even close.
All right.
All right. What's next?
The next one is, we'll just do a tangerine and then end this one because I have another game.
I'll just sing you a tangerine song. We'll both sing the tangerine song.
Okay, ready? I'm ready.
One, two, three. Tangerine, tangerine, when I saw you in the street.
Is this really a song?
I thought you were a tangerine. Okay. That's the tangerine song.
That's the tangerine song.
In case you didn't know.
So thank you for joining us for late nights with Travenlos. Let's throw a little bit of value here at the end. There's this thing that I've been thinking about lately, which is how to be unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think this is where these two episodes are coming from. Is a way to be unstoppable is just to not look at what your competition is doing at all.
Mm-hmm.
And stop trying to imitate or leapfrog him or try to do anything like that. But the lesson that I'm kind of trying to internalize is just beat your own path, kind of like beat your own drum.
There's an intrinsic value that only you have.
Right.
And whether it's just the services that you can offer or the product ideas that you have. You know what? Like, a lot of people hang out on Dribbble and they hang out on, you know, whatever these inspiration websites are.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, that can be dangerous. You can end up being just another commodity.
Yeah, let me tell you, I've been hungry for more knowledge or something new.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone to all these inspiration Dribbles and Behances and everything, and just scoured and scoured, and Medium and Product Hunt and Designer News and Use Panda, Muesli, all of these. And it's all kind of recycled.
It is.
And it's the same, and it's very empty now. And so I'm looking towards books now and buying books and looking towards stuff that's new, that is harder to come by and takes a little bit more effort to sink your teeth in.
Right.
Because it's all kind of recycled now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start to be in an industry, whatever industry, for a while, it kind of becomes stale.
Does
for new information.
That's why you have to look horizontally. Don't look at Dribbble and see what somebody else is building a website to look like. You know, watch a movie and look at the ending credits.
Yeah.
And make your website be inspired by that.
Yeah. So a way to be unstoppable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is to not look at your competition and
you
set the pace, and then people start to look at you and see what you're doing and try to copy you.
Yes.
So that was kind of what's been on my mind. But this was fun.
The fruit game was fun. Delete the other one.
I may leave the other one at the end.
So bad.
As a blooper reel here. Listen to us trying something. Thank you for joining us for another Late Nights with Travenlos. Short and sweet. Do things that make you unstoppable.
Good night.
seeing, oh, I've been seeing your soul. Give me things that I wanted to know. Tell me things that you've done. I've been feeling old, I've been feeling cold. You're the heat that I know. Listen, you are my sun. Seeing your soul. Give me things that I wanted to know.